Well, hello there, CEOs. Welcome back. Today, I want to spend a little time talking about how you as a CEO can find time to work on your business rather than in your business. And if you're not 100% clear on what I mean by working on your business rather than in your business, then stay tuned because we're going to take a deep dive into what that is and what we can do about it. So recently, I've been talking and working with a lot of CEOs, and I'm seeing a common theme evolving. Many of them have no trouble coming up with new ideas. New good ideas that are strategic and that would probably work for their business. That's not the issue. The issue comes that they don't have time to work on that big picture. They're being pulled into the day-to-day and the weeds and the fires. And by the time the day finishes, they're exhausted and they don't have energy and brain space left to start working on their business. So let's talk a little bit about what I mean by in versus on. So working in your business is like execution. It's a job, right? Do this task, do that task, make this, create this. That's working in your business. Even client work is working in your business. It's the execution and the management of that execution that's working in your business. And a lot of us spend quite a bit of our week in that mode. But working on your business is anything strategic. So looking at your business strategy, your marketing and sales strategy, developing new products, doing market research, looking at your vision and making decisions about where your business is going to go in the next 3 to 5 years. These are tasks that fit working on your business. And it's vitally important that as a CEO, you make time in your week to work on your business, not just in your business. Working in your business happens naturally because clients need things, team members need things. You easily get pulled into that area. But finding time to work on your business is a little trickier. And today I want to share some time management tips on how you can find CEO time in your week so you can work on your business. Let's just back up a step here, and I want to go over again the CEO's job. If you haven't listened to episode 2 in where you define your CEO job description, I want you to go back and review that because I think it's really going to help you be in the right frame of mind to understand the CEO's job description. But CEO's job is executive in nature, right? Now, I know some of you are thinking, executive, I'm only me. There's no one else on my team. I'm a solopreneur. And I know as we launch our business and as we get going, the line between working on the business and in the business, well, let's just say it's a little blurry. It's a little hard to keep top of mind because we're the only one there. We're wearing all the hats and doing all the things, right? Anything that must happen in the business has to be done by us when we're a solopreneur. And so sometimes it can be a little bit harder to make it clear and to find time to work on that bigger picture. But let me tell you this, friends, without spending time working on your business, you are missing growth opportunities. And that can have a devastating effect on your bottom line. So we want to make sure we're dedicating time, prioritizing time every week to our CEO activities. And sometimes it might feel like working in the business is the most urgent thing, right? Your clients need something, your team needs something. But again, that pushes leaving on the business, working on the business into the back burner. And I want you to entertain what it would be like if you had a fixed weekly time, whether it was one day a week, half a day, twice a week, or whatever that looks like for you, where you could focus only on working on your business. I have a good feeling that might transform the way you see things and the way your business goes in the next 3 to 6 months. So let's talk a little bit more about how we're going to get into this, because I know some of you are saying, yeah, that all sounds great, work on my business, but where in the world am I going to find that time? Time, the CEO's most valuable resource. We all have the same 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, etc., same hours in the year. But what we don't do is we don't understand how to best leverage this resource that we have. I know you want to be a successful entrepreneur who also has time to enjoy life outside of your business. Because let's face it, most of you didn't leave your 9-to-5 so you could work 24/7. Am I right? Let's start focusing on how you can intentionally plan your time. And plan your time being purposeful. So let me give you this example. Let's say you wanted to do a TED Talk and you applied and you got approved. Or you wanted to go speak in someone's mastermind, or you were preparing to write an exam. In any of those situations, I can almost guarantee that you would take time before the date to prepare, right? If you're going to give a TED Talk, you would pick time to prepare. If you're going to speak in someone's mastermind, you would prepare a presentation. If you're going to write an exam, you would sure be studying. So if you're going to prepare for those things, why wouldn't you run your business any differently? Why wouldn't you take time to prepare to use your time intentionally and allow you to have time to work on your business? Brian Tracy once said that every minute you spend planning saves 10 minutes in execution. Now, if I did the math right, that's an 1,000% return. That's a pretty good return on investment if you ask me. So we could plan that out and say if we spend an hour planning each week, we could save 10 hours in execution. Now this is sounding like gold. So how do we spend this 1 hour planning each week? This planning comes in the form of new CEO habits. These are really, really simple on their own, but produce very powerful results for your business. When you do them consistently, they produce results on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, etc. basis. So today I want to dive into 4 time management tips for you to create CEO time in your business. Time to work on your business is what I'm calling CEO time. So tip number 1 is learning to say no. That sounds funny. I think back to my parenting days when my kids were toddlers. We had to say no quite often as parents, and then we had to, you know, help our kids through that response if they weren't happy with the results, which many times they weren't. But somehow, as we start our own business, we're less likely to say no. We say yes to almost anything that comes our way without having a strategy. And when we say yes to everything, we're actually saying no to other things. So if we say yes to everything that someone asks us to do, we're likely saying no to creating CEO time in our business. Because again, we only have the same 24 hours a day. Saying yes to everything can keep us busy, but not really get us anywhere. Think about that old rocking chair that you sit in. You can go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You're busy, you're moving, but you're not really going anywhere. So I want you to start paying attention to when you're saying yes. And figure out, is that actually in my scope? Is that actually resulting in the results I want for my business? Is this helping me grow in the direction that my vision and my mission is? Because if it's not, then we have to say no. And by saying no to that, we're actually saying yes to something that is going to help us grow our business. So let me give you an example of this. When COVID hit a few years ago and everything went to online, of course, there were new networking groups and connection groups for entrepreneurs. And so I joined a few. And many of them were promoting us reaching out to members and booking connection times or coffee chats or that sort of thing. And so I was gung-ho. I was happy to meet other entrepreneurs. And so I was opening up my calendar and booking coffee chats all over the place. Could be on a Monday morning, could be on a Tuesday afternoon, a Wednesday, any day. Didn't matter. I didn't have any sort of boundaries in terms of where those coffee chats could happen. And I certainly didn't have any boundaries, and I was not being strategic about who I was having coffee chats with. All of a sudden, the world was shut down. We weren't seeing anyone in person. So I was happy to get on Zoom and talk to another entrepreneur. But the truth of the matter is, when I step back and look at my calendar, I was saying yes to everything. There was no strategy. And at the end of the week, I was actually saying no to working on my business. I was saying no to my CEO time. And so I had to take a step back and say, wait a second, I want to do coffee chats. They're going to fit in my calendar in certain places only. And I'm going to be strategic about which ones I say yes to and which ones I say no to. And that's what we have to do if we want to be able to manage our time with success. Learn to say no and be strategic about it. All right, step number two. You've probably heard this before. Don't find time, make time. So this is no different when it comes to our business and it comes to other things in our life. If you think about, well, I want to drink more water, or I want to commit to a more healthier lifestyle, it doesn't just happen because you want it to happen. You have to be intentional about it. You have to block off time. You may have to schedule reminders for yourself. You might have to track your progress. Making a commitment to something, you have to set yourself up for success. You need some sort of structure or some sort of system behind it to make it happen. So if you want to eat healthy and you want to drink more water, you might have things in your calendar. You might change the way you shop. You might have a, you know, tracking system where you can track how many glasses of water you've had that day. The same happens with our business. If we want to have dedicated time, CEO time, we have to find the time. We have to make it. It's not going to magically appear at the end of the week. We're not just going to magically have time on Wednesday when nothing's going on for us to work on our business. We have to design our business with that in mind. And by doing this, it really does help us go from overwhelm to focus, because we have dedicated times mapped out in our calendar when certain things are going to happen. So I like to put this into place with something called a scheduling ninja. It's just our calendar, but I like to use the word scheduling ninja because it makes us feel more like we're in control. And you can have that ninja working for you or against you. Obviously, we want it working for us, right? And so we want to set up our calendar, our scheduling ninja, to give us time to work on our business, to give us the freedom and flexibility to be able to do the things we need to do in our life. I know we've all heard the talk about work-life balance, but I recently heard this recording of a speech by the former CEO of Coca-Cola. His name is Brian Dyson. And during his speech, he was saying, imagine life is a juggling act of five balls. Those balls are work, spirit, health, family, and friends. The work ball is made of rubber. If you drop it, it bounces back. The other four balls, spirit, health, family, and friends, they're made of glass. And if you drop these balls, they will damage, possibly to the point of shattering. So you need to take extra care of these four balls. And this really hit home for me because when we're mapping out what our ideal calendar, what our scheduling ninja is going to look like, we have to ensure we have time for those four balls. Most of us attack our calendar in terms of our work, that rubber ball. But friends, that rubber ball bounces back. So I want you to approach your calendar looking at those four glass balls first. Consistently control your calendar on a weekly basis. I want you to set yourself up for success so that you are running your week, not everyone else running your week. So how do we do this? All right, first up, open up a brand new calendar, a blank calendar, whether you do it in Google or in Outlook or whatever system you have, whether it's on paper, it doesn't matter. Just open up a brand new calendar. And the first thing you're going to put down is your family and your personal time. Again, we're not trying to find time for these things. We're going to make time for them. So maybe you have a routine in the morning that you like to do. Maybe that involves your kids or your husband. So put that in your calendar. Family and personal time comes first. Maybe you have a pickup time when you pick up the kids from school or from camp. Put that in your calendar and block it off. Maybe you have a family dinner and a game night once a week. Map that out in your calendar. And then your personal time. Maybe you like to have a massage a couple times a month. Put that in your calendar on Friday afternoons. Ensure that your family and your personal time is blocked out before you set up anything else in your calendar. Next, in this calendar that you open, I want you to set your office hours. This is going to help you set a boundary between work and life. So when are the office hours when you're going to be working in your business, in or on your business? Maybe you're going to start at 9 a.m. and you're going to finish at 3 p.m. Maybe you're not going to start till 10 a.m. and you want to finish at 2 p.m. Whatever that looks like for you, set a block of time. These are your office hours. You're not meeting with clients. You're not taking discovery calls. You're not having sales calls. You're not interviewing for podcasts. You're not doing any of that outside of your set office hours. Good. So now we have our family and personal time. We have our set office hours. And next, we're going to use time blocking. I know you've all heard of time blocking before, but the big advantage to time blocking is it avoids context switching. It gets us into that, air quotes, flow state, where we can do the best work at the highest level. And the research actually shows that if we can get into flow state every day, that can save us up to 2 hours per day. Simply by blocking time and getting into flow state. So the first thing we're going to block off on our calendar is what I call your CEO power hour. That's a CEO date with yourself. We're going to talk about that later in this episode. But for now, block off 1 hour a week for your CEO power hour. Next thing we're going to do is group a like task together. So we know that every week we have to do some routine tasks for our business, right? We have to take care of some marketing. We have to take care of sales. We have to take care of client work and client experience. We don't want to drop the ball on either of those systems. We want to make sure we're doing something for each of those systems every week. So block time off in your calendar for those things. Block a couple hours off for marketing. How are you attracting and converting new customers? Block time off in your calendar for sales, whether that's taking sales calls this week or whether that's writing email copy for your sales or for sales emails, or whether that's writing copy for your sales page, whatever that is, but block off a couple hours in your week for sales. And then block off a couple hours for your client work, whether that's meeting with clients one-on-one or in a group setting or coming up with a new template or new information to share with your clients. This allows you to make sure you're not dropping the ball on any of those three systems each week. And then what you want to do is you want to make sure you give yourself a buffer. It's a myth that people believe, but some people think that if we fill in every minute on our calendar, we are being productive. And that's not actually true. You need to leave white space on your calendar. You need to give yourself some flexibility, right? You want this calendar to give you some boundaries and some constraints while still being flexible. Because friends, life happens. You get sick, your kids get sick. Maybe you need to be caring for someone else in your family. Things happen. And so you want to make sure that you give yourself that flexibility. You want these times that you block off to recur at the same time every week. So for example, if your CEO power hour is Monday at 10 a.m., make it a recurring meeting with yourself every Monday at 10 a.m. It doesn't change. The only way you don't meet at that time is if some life disaster happens. Once you set up your scheduling ninja, you want to share it with your team, so that if anyone on your team is responsible for booking things for you, they know the rules and the boundaries. They know that on Tuesday afternoons, that's your marketing time. No meetings can be booked during that time. When you do this, you carve out time for the dedicated things that you need in your business every week. And it allows you to actually run your business with 20 to 25 hours a week rather than 40 plus hours a week. So as you're doing this, I want you to think about your life and think about the time when you work the best. If you know that early morning is the sharpest time for you, then you put those tougher tasks in the early morning when you can really focus and shine. If you know that early mornings are not the best time for you and you do your work better later in the afternoon, then adjust your calendar that way. Everyone's calendar is going to look a little bit different. But the point is you're setting up your ideal week right from the get-go. Okay, so that's step number two. Step number three for time management is to take yourself on a CEO date, or what I like to call your CEO power hour. Again, we tend to think that we have to wait for the perfect time to do these things. We have to wait when nothing else is going on, everything is calm, and we can actually have a day away from our business. But this is not the reality. Your calendar is not magically going to be empty. You have to make time. So your CEO Power Hour is a weekly appointment that you have with yourself. It's a time to review your goals, your strategies, your top priorities, and make sure you have room on your calendar for those things. When you do this consistently in your business, you can easily save yourself 10 hours a week. Remember, we were talking about Brian Tracy before? 1 hour of planning, that's your CEO Power Hour, can save you 10 hours a week. Friends, that's 10 hours you can now devote to yourself, to your family, to your community. Imagine 10 hours a week from 1 hour of planning. It sets you up to run your week rather than everyone else running your week. It makes you proactive rather than reactive. So let me give you an example of what this can look like. How many of you start your Monday mornings, you have your breakfast, get the kids off to school, whatever that looks like for you. You open up your computer, you open up your email, and boom, you've got 25 emails. This person wants that, somebody wants this, something else. You've got a couple messages in your DMs, your team is messaging you on Slack, and you start responding to everyone else's requests. Could you set this up? I can't find this, we don't have that. By the time you finish getting through everyone else's requests from you, your priorities for the day have been missed. It's 2 or 3 in the afternoon. You've responded to everybody, but what you wanted to do today for your business didn't happen. That's letting someone else run your week. And I want you to flip the script. I want you to run your week for you. So, first off, find a time in your calendar when you can give yourself an hour every week. The day and time doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're consistent with it. Label it CEO Power Hour, and that stays recurring every week. During this time, there's a few things I want you to go through. I do have a PDF resource that you're welcome to download to make this easier for you. If you head on over to ceoamplify.ca, you can put in your name and email and download this resource. It's a PDF that walks you through how to do a CEO Power Hour. I'll just give a high-level overview here, but certainly that PDF will go into more detail and help you along the way. So first thing we're going to do is review our metrics. Now, those who know me know I am into data and I'm into the insights that the data provides. But in this case, I want you to keep it simple. I want you to look at your leading and your lagging metrics. Leading metrics, how are people getting into my world? Are they seeing me through social media? Are they seeing me through presentations that I'm doing? Are they seeing me through my blog or my podcast? And you want to be measuring that metric, whatever that is for you, how people are getting into your world. Your lagging metric is your revenue. It's already happened. It's behind, but we want to see how we're doing with that lagging metric. We want to make sure that our revenue is staying where we want it to be in terms of what our goals are for the year. So I want you to keep track of your leading and lagging metrics. And after a few months, you're going to start to see patterns and trends. And that's when we can then come in and tweak to optimize and make things work better. Next, at our CEO Power Hour, we want to discover what our top three priorities are. So I'm going to talk about this further in another episode, but I want you to look at your strategic to-do list and the tasks that fall in the important and not urgent. Those are tasks that need to be done by you. Those are CEO level work tasks. I want you to look at that task list and say, does this align with my 90-day plan? If it does, you put it on the calendar and block time off for your week to get it done. So your top three priorities are CEO level work and they align with your 90-day plan. Make sure they're on your calendar and you've blocked off time for you to work on them. Next up, you want to plan out your marketing and sales for the week. So the way to reduce what I like to call feast or famine, those times when we have high revenue and then the next month we have low revenue and then we have high revenue and then low revenue and it's not consistent. The way to reduce that, to create predictable, consistent revenue, is to consistently show up in your marketing and your sales system. So we have to focus on the marketing framework that looks at the customer journey. And we have to look at what are we doing this week in each stage of the customer journey. I like to call the customer journey the five C's: captivate, connect, cultivate, convert, and celebrate. So we want to make sure we have an activity in our calendar that is captivating, that is attracting a new audience. We want to make sure that we're doing activities every week to connect to our current audience. We want to make sure we're doing something to cultivate, to convert sales, and then to celebrate delivery client work. And so you want to make sure that whatever system needs working on, you're doing that every week and you have time blocked in your calendar for that. The next thing is managing your calendar. And we talked a little bit about that up earlier when we were saying, set up your scheduling ninja and your ideal calendar. But I want you to look at your calendar week and review it. Make sure your top three priorities are in there. And if your calendar is too busy and doesn't have enough white space in it, I want you to shift or move things so that it can be adjusted. You know what the next week ahead looks like, both with work and at home. And so if you need to shift or move things, do so early on so that you can be successful in your week. The next thing we want to do in our CEO Power Hour is look at what we need for self-care or support. Ask yourself, what do you need this week? And friends, like, this could be simple. It could be as simple as blocking off time for your daily movement or tracking your water intake. It could be as simple as booking your doctor's appointment or your massage, right? Or it might be harder. It might be something that you need help with in the home. Maybe you have a really busy week, and so you need a family member at home to help out a little bit more than they normally do. Ask yourself, how can those around you support you, whether that's at home or in your business? If you have a team member working with you, how can they support you this week? And then lastly, you want to communicate that to your team, whether that's your home team or your business team. Right? In business, often we use a project management tool that helps to keep us organized, where we can delegate things to team members. At home, you may just have to have that family discussion and say, listen, I need some help this week. On Tuesday and Thursday, can you do XYZ? That's being proactive and setting yourself up for a successful week. Again, if you'd like more details about this CEO habit, CEO Power Hour, head on over to ceoamplify.ca and you can download the resource there. The gist of it is that I want you to grow your business by design. And this doesn't happen magically. You have to be intentional and you have to be purposeful for it. You need clarity on what your role is as a CEO of your business, making sure you have a clear job description so that you can focus on the tasks made for growth and the tasks that only you can do. You want to set up boundaries to protect your time and your energy. And you want to make sure that you're prioritizing your week and not letting others dictate how your week is going to go. Okay, the fourth and final tip for time management to allow CEOs to have time to work on their business has to do with a plan. Now, when I'm talking about a plan, I don't want you to look at a to-do list. We can all easily make a to-do list of 50 tasks in the next 15 minutes, I'm sure. But I truly believe that not all tasks are equal, and we need to put some strategy behind which tasks we're going to do and when. So I want you to think of a plan as making a plan using outcomes. I want you to plan a 90-day period, thinking about the outcomes that you want to achieve in that 90 days, and breaking those outcomes down into smaller pieces. Breaking those down into weekly outcomes or weekly goals that you want, and then having time in your calendar, 90 minutes per day, to work on those activities, so that you can generate results without exception. When we plan looking at it from an outcome focus, it helps us avoid getting distracted by the busy work, that stuff that can take up 80% of our time but doesn't produce a lot of results. I want you to focus on the 20% activities that produce the 80% results. So I want you to plan from an outcome focus. So we have to look at it. What's the big goal that you want to accomplish in the next 90 days? Set aside time and break it down so that you know what the weekly top priorities are and you have made time in your calendar to be able to focus and work on those 90 days, on those activities. At the end of the 90 days, you can now be successful at reaching maybe all, but at least a lot of those outcomes that you broke down because you took time to plan, you took time to focus, and you took time to reverse engineer and map out what you needed to do each week. All right, we've made it. Four tips for CEO time. Number one, say no. Number two, don't find time, make time. That's your scheduling ninja. Number three, CEO power hour. A date with yourself to review your metrics and set up your plan for the week. And number four, planning, strategic planning. What's your 90-day goals? Break it down week by week. Alrighty, friends, I hope you found this episode helpful. As usual, I want you to take action. So I want you to head over to the Facebook group CEO Amplify and let me know in there which one of these four time-saving tips you're going to put into place this week. Pick one of them that you're going to put into place this week, and I want to know which one and how it goes when you implement it. So head over to Facebook group CEO Amplify and let's continue the conversation there. Hope you have a great week and can't wait to talk to you next week.